In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Thursday, the 21st of July. Glad, as always, to have you here, everybody. The following sentence appears on the website of the New York Times today, part of the transcript of an interview with a Republican nominee for president, Donald Trump. Of course, Mr. Trump was being interviewed about his foreign policy positions, and he was asked by David Sanger, the national security correspondent for the Times, whether members of NATO, the 67-year-old North Atlantic Treaty Organization, he was asked whether those members could count on the United States to meet its treaty obligations for mutual defense. Mr. Trump said, and here's the quote, the sentence I was talking about, "If they fulfill their obligations to us, the answer is yes." End of quote. The reference there in the course of that interview having been monetary. There is a surprising amount of economics in this interview to unpack, so we've gotten David Sanger on the phone to do that with us. David, it's good to have you back on the program.
Great to be with you, Kai.
This interview seems to imply that Mr. Trump, much like he views his business enterprises, views foreign policy as something of a zero-sum game.
It's a series of transactions for him. And, you know, that's to be expected if you've spent your entire life as a developer, where most things are a deal and most deals depend on the money that's transferred. And he said, you know, why would we spend the money on troops if we're running trade deficits with these kinds of countries? So, you know, the traditional thing that one would expect to hear in the foreign policy world, which is that we have our own national interests in wanting to keep peace in the world, have troops forward deployed, have the influence that comes with that, does not seem to rank with him. He basically says, you know, that's nice, but we can't lose money doing it.
There were also several passages talking about foreign policy as an instrument of economic strength, about trade alliances, about having access to markets. Again, there, Mr. Trump is, what have you done for me lately?
Well, what he is tell me how this affects my bottom line. So he said, for example, that if he couldn't renegotiate NAFTA to his satisfaction, he would get out of it in a split second. Well, that has significant repercussions with Mexico, of course, but there's a third member of NAFTA as well. It's Canada, one of our largest trading partners and certainly one of our key military allies.
He also said at one point, when talking about negotiations and, in essence, letting the other side know you're serious, he said, you got to be willing to walk.
So he's made this argument to me before in the context of the Iran negotiation. He has said in that case that he would have walked out of the negotiation several times. When we did an interview back in March on this, I asked him what he would walk out over, and he had a little bit of a hard time with that. Ultimately, he came down to the question that he would have wanted the deal to last longer, which is certainly a mainstream critique of the Iran deal, that that after 15 years, the Iranians are essentially able to go produce what they want.
Did you get a sense, David, that there is nuance in this, that he views it as views foreign policy, rather, as a return on investment kind of enterprise, or is it simply win-lose?
I think to him it is return on investment, but the return he wants to see is pretty narrowly defined as an economic return. I don't think that his view is that anybody really needs to help the United States in defending itself. And similarly, I don't think he sees a strong national interest in us deploying abroad.
Last thing, David, then I'll let you go. Paul Manafort, the chairman of Mr. Trump's campaign, said as recently as this morning, I think, that Mr. Trump was misquoted. You had the tape recorders going, right?
Well, if you want to go up on our website, on the New York Times website, we've posted the transcript of the interview. And I haven't heard that critique since we posted the transcript of the interview.
David Sanger is the national security correspondent for the New York Times. He and his colleague Maggie Haberman did a fascinating interview with Mr. Trump yesterday. It's on the website today. David, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai. Great to talk to you.